Man, you know, the creation of kryptonite, it was so abrupt, I guess is the best word to say, because I wrote the words to that song one day in algebra class when I was 16 years old in high school, which has been 10 years ago now. And that skippy little beat at the beginning of it was me beating on my desk with pencils and just kind of tapping my foot, you know, and that's really where it come from. And took it to practice that day, played through it by myself one time on the drums, said, "Matt, make up something of that, man." It was just me and Matt sitting there. I think Todd actually was back in the shower. He lived in a little trailer at the time. And we played it, and I swear the first notes off of Matt's guitar was the exact first notes of Kryptonite. And I remember Todd coming out of the shower and saying, "What in the hell was that?" I said, "That's a good song." And we were like, "It was a good song." You know, it was unbelievable. And it was believable. I mean, it wasn't like it was extraordinary or anything, but it was the first song that we put together that we actually, like, you know, that's a pretty good song. And it was 5 years later after that that song actually did something. It was always one of those, like, just somewhat of a special song. And we begged and begged and begged this local radio station, WCPR in Biloxi, to play us for 2 years. And finally they were like, "Okay, just play it." And they played it, and it became the most requested song they'd ever had on the station. Them being a BDS reporting station, they reported it, and one of the regional reps from Universal in Atlanta, Larry Schuster, heard the song and reported it to the company, and they came down and talked to us. I can kind of tell you a funny story out of that. And in the CD that we made from that, you know, that Kryptonite was on, we were selling them in all these local record stores, and we sold a couple of thousand of them or whatever, but when they were trying to contact us, they had to go through our thank you list, look up their number and information, and call their number trying to find us, because nowhere in the CD did it say our names, what we did. We forgot to put our names in the CD. They didn't know who to call. And so they had to look through all our friends to get a hold to us, but they found us.